Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers and Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Maba Noogie and Mysteria Legacy.
Yeah.
Which seem to be the two new topics.
Well, I got hooked on Maba Noogie because of my kids.
Oh, I hear you.
I'm not sure which one of us found it first, whether it was my kids or I found it. I think my oldest son found it first, and he was a little upset that I discovered it. I was like, who told him?
He went.
Who told him?
He wanted to keep it to himself.
Yeah, he was willing to share it with his brother and sister because, you know, he couldn't really keep them from seeing what he was doing. But
right, but, yeah, you don't want your parents playing the game you're playing.
Well, maybe. I mean, I helped Jessica and Jason with their stuff.
That would be Kawawa.
Kawawa?
I'm just kidding.
That'd
I don't
be
know.
The opposite of Kawawa.
I know, I'm just kidding. Just kidding!
I know, I actually spent time with my children and helped them play their games. Oh my God.
Yeah, too bad you're not willing to go to the Philippines and get somebody and bring them over here. Because I might have somebody for you.
Cool.
If July doesn't show up.
If July doesn't show up, yeah. Well, she's talking to me less and less, so I don't know. I don't know. So
now,
but,
I mean, this girl, she's right down your alley. I like her. She seems like a good girl, but she doesn't seem like the right one for me, and vice versa.
Right.
But she seems more right for you.
How'd you find her?
Joe Mama.
Oh, her.
No, not Taurus. This one's an Aquarius.
Oh. Well, okay.
Yeah, I quit talking to the Taurus because, I don't know, we just, we didn't see eye to eye.
Oh, okay, that too.
Well, we just didn't click, yeah. I mean, it's just, there wasn't much. I mean, I pretty much quit talking to all of them, but.
I'm switching you to speakerphone because I got to tend to fire because it's a little chilly in here.
No problem. I got you on speaker, too.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the office code so that I can get in here and turn in my paperwork. Here it is.
So, like, you're playing Mysterio Legacy. And we were hearing a sound something like this. Right?
Yeah, but it, well, I don't know. I'd have to turn it on and play it and then record what it sounds like on the other end and then listen to it later because. It doesn't sound the same on my end as it does your end, and I'm sure it's the same in reverse.
Well, you heard the sound I just made, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what does that sound like to you?
It sounded like you was banging your head up against the wall.
Close! Close! I'm chopping wood!
Okay, do it again.
I've been chopping wood in real life.
Oh, in real life.
In real life.
Oh, okay.
And when you were chopping wood in Mysterio Legacy, it sounded a lot like real life. So.
Nice.
All righty.
Oh, right, man. I can't wait till payday.
I think you got a little too far away from your microphone.
I said I cannot wait until payday.
Payday? What for?
Do what?
What for? Why do you care about payday?
Because I got a $1,500 check coming. It was supposed to be $2,000, but I had to borrow $500 against my next check because they put my money in the bank account that child support's got a freeze on.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I got a $1,500 check coming to me.
Really?
Yep. Well, I already borrowed the $500, so that's the other $2,000. My paycheck this week is going to be, well, not quite $1,500. My total is $1,899 for one
week.
That's basically what I was making a sandbox for 2 weeks.
Right.
And tonight, we're doing a big, well, we're heading down to Texas. We're doing a big, well, they call it a frack move. It's actually called a demob. But we got to be down in Texas in the morning to do a demob. And get paid for all the miles down there, all the miles back, and for every truck that I move when I get down there. So that's going to be a fat check. We won't get back till tomorrow night or, yeah. Tomorrow night or the next morning. Let's see, that'll be Sunday, Monday. I should be getting paid Monday, so once I get paid, I'm heading home.
Right.
So this might be my last run for the week.
I still haven't figured out what's blue, square, and floating in the middle of our pond.
I don't know.
It's plastic, whatever it is.
Plastic.
I'm just hoping it's not a tank of diesel or anything like that.
No, hope not. I have no idea.
No habla.
No hablo, blah, blue.
All right.
No blue.
So, my new character name that I'm creating is P141787678288.
Oh. That's funny. Is that on Mabinugi or on Mysterio Legacy?
That's going to be Mabinugi.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then... then I'm going to make another one that's going to be lat long, but there's going to be some numbers right after the lat and right after the long. But it has to be under 12 characters. It has to be 12 characters or less.
Well, the lat is, I mean, the latitude and longitude, you really only need 6 characters. Per one, but then you
no.
Gotta do positive.
No, actually, you don't even need. You don't even need that much.
Oh, okay. To get close, right? Probably just 4.
Yeah. 4 for the large one, and you can do the 360 degree number for the longitude.
Oh, okay.
Because for latitude, you know, 0 is equator. But, you know, so you don't have to do a negative sign. And it wouldn't have let me do it anyway. And And since we're on the reverse side of zero, I will do the larger number. I'll subtract our longitude from 360, and that'll give us the wraparound number.
Oh, okay.
And if they plug that into Google, they should be able to get it. I'll have to test that. I'll have to test that. It might not. I haven't tested that yet. And
so
besides, I don't want them to be able to land on the farm. I just want them to be in the area, and then they can call me. Because, you know, there might be some really crazy person. I don't even want them to know where the farm is. Okay. I don't want to have to shoot somebody that's trouble. I'd rather them, you know, I don't mind meeting them, but if they're going to be trouble, I don't want to lead them home.
Huh?
If Fernando gets here, we got to leave and go pick Roy and
them up. Oh, okay.
They're not coming out here.
Nice.
Woohoo. So, we're about to get two sunny days.
Sunny days. How's
Nick? Yeah, I was. Say what? Didn't hear you.
I got my mouth full.
You got your mouth full. Okay, week? I got it.
How's next week looking?
More rain.
Oh, next week looks pretty good.
Next week or the week after next week?
Next week, I mean, it's going to be rainy, but other than that, it's going to be nice and kind of warm.
Yeah, the temperatures are always getting better. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do some starts here in the greenhouse. Put in the sweet potatoes here. Hey! Do you still have a line on that garlic?
He hasn't called me.
And you don't have a way of contacting him?
No, I never got his information.
That sucks.
Not really.
Well, was he going to sell you the garlic or was it free?
Free, but I had to go get it.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, we can get garlic someplace else. It's not that big of a deal.
Right. But, you know, a whole truckload for free.
I hear you.
We wouldn't even have to plant it. We could sell it.
I've come to learn to not depend on anybody because most people are not going to follow through.
Well, yeah, well, okay.
So when somebody says something, I take it with a grain of salt anymore. I'm just like, okay, I'll see it when I believe it. I mean, you know.
That's
I mean.
True. Some guy was going to bring me some yellow sweet potatoes.
Yellow sweet potatoes?
Yeah, not pale orange ones, not white ones. Yellow.
Yeller. Yellow sweet potato. Old Yeller.
Yep. Never showed up.
Yeah. Yep, that's just it. Most people are not reliable. To their word, they either sometimes it's their fault, sometimes it's not. You know, it's just like they get either something else comes up or they get distracted,
yeah.
They forget, or they're bullshitting you.
Well, you know, stuff is stuff.
Right. So, you know. My philosophy is pretty much if it happens, it happens. If not, whatever. I mean, that's
right.
the philosophy I'm adopting or adapting, because, you know, basically I get my hopes up and people let me down. So I'm just learning not to get my hopes up anymore.
Right.
So,
ew, I got muddy hands.
I got muddy feet.
Yeah, actually, I went through 3 pairs of socks today. I put on my shoes instead of my Crocs to go out and land today. Big mistake. Should have actually gone barefoot.
Nice.
Yeah. The pond's full. And it didn't even really rain that much today. You know, and that normally wouldn't, but there's enough water. There's water flowing out of the land down at the bottom by the tree. The tree's got about 6 inches of water under it. You know, it's not like there's a dam holding it there. It's just the flow rate. The water's flowing
right
over the land, and, you know, there's leaves and stuff that holds the water up, but, I mean, it's, you know, it's flowing, you know. And, you know, you wouldn't be able to get in and out of the kitchen without getting your feet wet. Just,
right,
it wouldn't happen. It's, you know. Yeah. So. Anyway. So, yeah, that's something I'm going to take into serious consideration. Instead of digging down in order to make the heat sinks for the greenhouse, we're gonna build up. So the lowest place in the greenhouse is gonna be at ground level, and then just, you know, build up from there to bring it, I guess, 20 inches. I think 20 inches down was the deepest point in the greenhouse. So we'll put the greenhouse on stilts. It puts it 20 inches up. And we'll just bring in dirt and organic matter and build up the soil in the greenhouse. And there'll be about 20 inches of really rich soil in the greenhouse when all is said and done.
There you go.
And then the raised beds ultimately will make them 30 inches high on top of that. So in the highest raised beds, there'll be 50 inches of really rich soil for those roots to really dig into. A little over 5 feet. A little over 4 feet. I'm sorry. A little over 4 feet.
That's taller than my girlfriend.
She's only 4'2"?
Just kidding. I ain't got a girlfriend.
Oh, and the patches.
I popped
it. Never mind. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I popped her one too many times.
You know, you're not supposed to abuse women.
You know, I think the other guy's here, but I had a nightmare one time. This was like 20 years ago. I had a dream that I came home and to my studio apartment, mind you. I was living in this little studio apartment. And I dreamt that I came home from work and my blow-up doll had blow-up doll babies. And she was in the kitchenette cooking. And the little blow-up doll babies were running around. And I grabbed a pair of scissors and I'm chasing them around the apartment.
Oh, my God.
That was my nightmare. So I woke up, threw my blow away.
Oh my god! Was this recently?
No, that was 20 years ago.
20 years ago, you had the dream.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, I'm okay. So I'm looking at Mysterio Legacy's website. Oh, wait a minute. Before we even talk about that, hold on.
We need to do the disclaimer.
Yep.
And I guess the disclaimer is going to stay the same for the other podcast. We'll
pretty
just
much.
Change the name. Because it's all pretty much the same stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you added some stuff. You put in the Ron Ball Weekly Update phone number.
Oh,
you listened to the podcast and heard me stumbling around looking for it.
Yeah, I listened to all the podcasts after the fact. Not so much lately, but I pretty much listened to them all.
Did you fix the grammatical error, or I'm going to stumble on it again?
You're going to stumble on it again.
Okay, well, listen carefully, because when I get to it, I'm going to stumble unless I find it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Oh, God, I'm going to have to read it again in order to find it.
It's all
oh,
good.
No. Okay, here it goes. So we already know this is not going to be the perfect reading.
It never is.
Roy, who?
No habla. We're going to go get him.
I disagree. This is not the full disclaimer. This is the full written disclaimer, but this is not the full disclaimer.
All right. I'll edit that.
Because I say that because we occasionally tell people things that aren't in the disclaimer. That's, you know, we're basically disclaiming our what we say. You're never going to have a full disclaimer is what it boils down to.
Right.
Because, folks, we're ignorant.
Ignorant.
We don't know everything. And even those things that we think we know everything about, there's bound to be something that somebody else knows that we don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we could never, I mean, they bring you into a courtroom. They want you to swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You don't even know the whole truth.
True.
You can't know the whole truth. So, you know, if they force me to swear an oath of whatever, you know, in the courtroom, it's like, first off, it's my understanding that God does not want me to swear such an oath in the first place. And second off, here's what I'll swear to you, even though I'm not supposed to by the Bible. I don't know the whole truth. I'm ignorant. I may know a lot. I may know more than you. Probably do. I probably know a lot more than you. But I don't know the whole truth. And if you think I should swear an oath to that extent that I know the whole truth and I'm going to tell only the whole truth, well, God save you. Because you're a stupid fuck. Excuse my language.
Right.
But I'm bound to say that to the next judge that tries to make me swear an oath.
Yep.
You sure you want me to do that? Sir, you sure you want me to do that? Because, you know, one, it's a violation of my religious rights to make me do something that that God has instructed me not to. Why?
And that's against the First Amendment, is it?
Amendment. He commanded you not to tell the truth? Lord forbid, I didn't say that. I said, I'm incapable of telling the truth. It's right there in God's Word.
Well, and
I'm supposed
to
attempt to tell the truth, but I by no means do I know the whole truth. I can't tell it to you.
Not only that, but God wouldn't want you to be 100% honest with a criminal who's out to get you.
Well, that's true too, and I'd probably bring that up. It's like, well, there's
right.
No criminal.
But yeah, it's like It's like one guy told me, it says, if a criminal comes and with a gun and says, give me all your money, and you give him money in your pocket, and he says, is that all you got? You're not going to tell him that you got money hidden in your shoe.
There you go. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. And on to the written disclaimer. I suppose it's no longer the written disclaimer of 2018, January 7th, because you've made updates, but it's all right.
Hakuna Matata.
We'll go with that date. Demented Dungeons and Dragons, full disclaimer.
Full written disclaimer.
That's not what it says.
Legal notice.
This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. This podcast is our personal opinions, our views, our beliefs. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. You betcha. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Yeah, even Kano and I don't agree with each other on those things.
Not everything.
No, not everything. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in courts.
Only because the court does not accept hearsay evidence.
Actually, that's not true. They do.
No.
They do. It's not admissible.
Well, there you go.
They say they don't accept it, and it's not admissible by their rules.
There you go.
But when they ask you things like, well, when were you born? What's your mama's name? Okay? That's all hearsay, because you don't know when you were born. I don't care who you are. You do not know when you were born. You don't even know where you were born. You don't even know for sure that the woman who called herself your mama for the last 50 years is even your mama. That's true. You can get DNA tests. But even then, it's possible for you to get a DNA test, and the woman who's actually your mama, she might test negative for being your mama. Because one of the things they've been finding out since they've been doing DNA tests is there's a whole bunch of chimeras out there.
What's a chimera?
Well, a chimera is when two living entities, different genetic backgrounds, merge with each other. Right? And it actually happens a lot more often in the womb than you would think. And there's actually been women and men out there who are, you know, they were twins in the womb and genetically distinct, but one twin absorbed the other.
Oh yeah, I met somebody like that.
And there might be some evidence of the previous twin, and then again, there might not. It could be that one twin provided the left legs and the ovaries and part of the abdomen, part of your intestines, and the other twin provided the rest.
Yeah, this person actually had like four kidneys or something like that, like multiple organs on top of what they already were supposed to have originally.
Right. Okay. So there's those issues too, but I mean a lot of chimeras, they are physically normal. Two arms, two legs, two kidneys, two lungs, one heart, blah, blah, blah. All right? They're physically normal. Except if you were to take a a swab of cheek cells, you know, for genetic, you know, for DNA testing, and compare it to the genes donated to their children, you'd find out that their ovaries or their testes came from a genetic brother or sister, and not the same genes as the upper half.
Weird.
And so they're a chimera, you know. And so there's actually some people who are guilty of rape getting off because they're probably chimeras. You know, you literally would have to do genetic testing on a sperm sample to find out. For sure.
Okay.
You know, because if you do a cheek swab, that might be different genes than the other end.
Weird. Okay.
You know.
So back to the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Hearsay evidence.
Yeah, hearsay evidence. Yeah, so. Yeah, the rabbit hole we're going down was basically, you were too young to know these things, you know, the courts will ask you for, but they'll use that as evidence against you. Okay. So they will take hearsay evidence. And you know, if you want to be a real stickler, there's really nothing they can pin on you. Absolutely nothing. They'll pin it anyway, but they can't really. They have to,
according to their own rules.
They have to break their own rules in order to do it, and often will.
Right. Criminals.
Anyway, so back to that sentence. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence. You should always go and do your own homework.
Yep.
Okay. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchise, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right when it is right because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, your liberty. I left out a man. And those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. And once again, I forgot to have that ready to read. Sorry.
Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is gentle.
Yeah, it'd be a good one to read. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, and or prevent any diseases. We cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals. As described in the FDA state and federal regulations under the U.S. Code, Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 55BD, and U.S. Code, Title 21, Chapter 9, Subchapter 2, Subsection 321F, and so forth. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. Contact information. Contact information. Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. At the top of, as far as I know, at the top of every page, you'll find dial-in instructions. All right? And the number, if you were listening right now, you'd know this, is 515-604-9926. And a nice woman's voice will come on. It's a recording. And she'll ask for an access code. And that's 128-374. Pound sign.
Pound.
Pound.
Now, the access code is the same no matter what country you're in, but that phone number is a U.S. phone number.
That's the U.S. number.
Yeah, we have a link on the website for all the international.
Hey, and for those of you who are...
That's on pretty much every page, too.
And for those of you listening internationally, there's actually this neat little device you can get that if you have a fast enough bandwidth on your internet, you can plug it into your computer. And as far as I know, they're still only issuing U.S. phone numbers.
Text now.
Well, yeah, text now, but no, there's a device. Text now is a piece of software. And yeah, you can do that way too. But no, there's a, for the life of me, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a little dongle that you plug into your USB port, and it takes advantage of your high-speed internet to act as your phone. You can plug your phone into the other side of the dongle, and it's just like plugging your phone into the wall, except you're going out over the internet. And
the internet sucks.
Well, that's true.
I'm just kidding.
For the life of me, you know, that's probably what I should do. I should probably go get one of those because you can change those numbers frequently.
Yeah.
And basically all I have to do is you pay the bill once a year. The first time you buy this device, that takes care of a year's worth of service.
Can you plug it into your phone and use your phone internet for your phone?
I don't think they have that kind of USB port for it, but...
Well, like my tablet has USB, a regular USB.
Right, and if you can tap your high-speed internet using your tablet, then you can plug this device into your... I'm going to have to look it up. I forget what it's called. Well, let me do this. We'll do a simple search.
But I text now. Or another one. Text now is not really that efficient.
Magic Jack.
One. Magic Jack. I got one of those.
Yeah, Magic Jack. Yeah. Yeah, you get one of those and... I think in the original package, you've got a year's worth of service. And then every year, you pay more than a year's worth of service to get it because you pay for the hardware the first time. But the second year, you just pay for another year. And,
right.
And it's cheap. It's, what, $20, $30 for a year?
There you go. Mail one of those to the Philippines, and then you can talk to somebody as much as you want.
Well, they can buy them in the Philippines.
But as far as I know, they're only giving out U.S. numbers. Oh, and right. It looks like, oh, they're now giving out Canada numbers.
Canadian numbers?
Yeah. So, yeah, they're now giving out Canadian numbers.
Canada. Canuck.
The Candida people.
Oh, God.
That'd be
pretty much all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Mysteria Legacy. I'm looking at their webpage. And it looks an awful lot like the original Zelda. Original Zelda, but with more characters.
Oh, yeah, it's multiplayer. It's MMO.
With more characters,
if you go to the seasonal one, you actually have more room. Yeah. If you go to the seasonal server, you actually have more room to wander around and stuff. Because there's not a lot of people there, but you only have 90 days before it resets itself. So, like, right now, you got 30 days until the reset, a little over 30 days. it's like you can actually find a place to build something there. I went back to the West Coast server just to check it out. And there's, like, freaking people everywhere, castles and everything everywhere. It's, like, very crowded.
Just,
like, wow.
Just for people listening to this, they're trying to look this up. Mysteria Legacy is spelled Mysteria, and then Legacy. So just so you know, and it's... The site is MysteriaLegacy.com, no spaces. So, now I see what you're talking about. I clicked the Play Now button, and it's not downloading. It's loading up on the web page. And if indeed it's going to be as big as this window that just opened up, then, yeah, I'll be able to actually see it.
Oh, yeah. Your phone's just as big as mine, but, you know, I'm able to play on my phone.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's not much to see, but imagine me playing on those little itty-bitty Walmart phones.
Yeah, you definitely need a stylus in order to click on the exact thing you wanted to click on.
Sort of. I mean, I'm able to do it, but it's a little bit more cumbersome, if you will.
All right. So it's 96, 97, 98, 100% loaded. Still got the green bar on the screen, though. All right.
Oh, okay.
Now it says, so it's telling me, choose a world. Hey, Brazil sounds nice.
Oh, yeah. Brazil's crowded, though.
It says medium.
Oh, it does? Okay, go there. Check it out. Well, you'll start out in boot camp.
No matter what I do.
Yeah, no matter where you go. And when you go to boot camp, collect as many feathers as possible.
Collect feathers. Kick the shit out of the roosters.
Yeah, if you go west or to the right.
Turn into a rooster farmer. Don't need no hens. Those roosters will reproduce together.
That's true. They will.
All right. Yeah. So, seriously, you picked U.S. Texas?
That's the
one. Or are
one
you still
I'm...
in seasonal?
Yes.
Okay. And where do I find options to kill the music?
On the left.
Yeah, I don't see it. All right, so I'll
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry. That's when you're
in the
when
game.
You're picking when you're picking what section to go, the six options. There's a music note button and a speaker button on the left. And that's how you kill the music or the noise. You click the music note to kill the music.
Right.
Did you see it?
No, I was grabbing a name. Okay, so I'm going to create new because I haven't gotten
yet. Oh, okay.
All right, so player name. Has D, D, and D been taken yet?
No.
D, D, ampersand, D. I hasn't complained yet. All right. Balder, dash, dump, at yahoo.com. Password. Confirm password. That's always a good idea. I hate places where you sign up and they do the confirm password. If you mistype that first time, you've got no hope. At least if they make you confirm the password, you got some hope. You'd have to make the same mistake twice in a row.
Nice.
Invalid username. Doesn't say why it's invalid, just says it's not valid.
Probably because you use the ampersand. Just do a lowercase n.
Oops. I'm actually spelling out and.
Do a lowercase n.
Man.
Do whatever you want.
Man. I need to test the limits. All right. They don't like that either. How long can names be? Have you done Demented Dungeons and Dragons yet?
I have not tried. But I did try to do that as our kingdom name or tribe name. And it said it was an illegal name. Probably they have Dungeons and Dragons as a not a legal name. Or maybe I used the ampersand and that's why it didn't work. Well, no, because DD and the ampersand D for a tribe name worked. But then, but I wouldn't use that again in the future. I'd just use the letter N in the future because when you click on the character, it actually doesn't read it right. It shows the and sign, and it says AMP, semicolon.
Now, for the website, do you have an ampersand, or is it the word and? It's the word and, isn't it?
And, yeah.
All right. Okay. So I'm attempting it. Username over 12 characters. You betcha it is.
Okay. So you have to only be 12 characters.
Right. Maximum of 12 characters. So Demented and Dungeons and Dragons. I wouldn't even get halfway through dungeon before I exceeded the limit.
So Jamie couldn't use her name because it's really long, too.
All right. So I'm defaulting to P1417876-7288.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Username or email already exists?
Maybe you've already set up an account. Probably the email address.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did. I set up an account on... All right.
Phone. So
that's,
you did...
Yeah, on my phone. David. That's how I know that it was too small. Yeah. Well, that's all right. I have another Balderdash Dump email account to use. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes, Batman.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm seeing enough. It's just that the graphics are so low res, I thought I was missing something on the screen.
Oh, yeah, no, it's old school. Old school!
Yeah, that's why I said it looks like the old... it looks very much... I mean, they probably stole some of their images straight off of Zelda.
Shh. I didn't do it.
Clothing color, green. Yay! Eye color. Like
purple.
You can tell.
Barely, you can, actually. I like the music. One of my bosses, she goes, that music sounds like music that my massage therapist plays.
Okay,
like, well,
I'm
right
going
down my
through
alley.
The, I've clicked on 5 body types so far, and I've observed absolutely no difference in any of them. Oh, the skin color is changing.
Yes.
And there's the green one. Oh, okay, supporter style. Green is for a supporter style. You got to be a supporter to get that color. If you want to look like the Incredible Hulk, you got to support them.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you got to be a paying customer.
Right. Okay, and some of the hairstyles, you got to be a supporter.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be a supporter to have an afro, but to have the super afro, you got to be a supporter.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Which is not a bad idea. Red Towers could take some notes from that.
No, and you know what? There's actually enough room in even this game. All right, like okay, there's a game I play on my phone. It's called Two Dots. All right?
Two Dots.
And when you run out of lives, they'll offer you another life if you watch a video. And they'll play a 15 to 30 second video. And it's an advertisement. It's usually a little mini game where they're advertising somebody else's game. Okay, who in turn is going to advertise to you as well. But I actually get some rather interesting commercials off of them from time to time. It even made me aware of a television program I wanted to watch opening up a new season. So, you know, advertising is not always bad.
Sure they are.
But, let's see, you know. Yeah, I should go with the bald character. Number 13.
Yeah,
because I'm anything but bald. Let's see now. Wow, too bad you have to be a supporter to do the green. Okay, so... All right, so basically, the more you click on the body type, the darker you get until eventually you flip over to green.
Yeah.
It looks like 2 is slightly yellower than 1.
Yeah,
hard
basically the skin. Yeah. I pick kind of an olive character.
Okay, so 2 appears to be lighter than 1. but it's what it's doing is moving toward yellow, but only slightly. And then after that,
it starts melatonin.
Yeah, they start adding darkness.
Or melanin.
Melanin. Okay, clothing style. Let's see. Now that one looks like a TMNT type. Oh, yeah, I could wear it. Ooh, that is disgusting.
He could wear a dress. Be a bald dude wearing a dress.
A bald dude with boobs.
Yeah. Well, that's for the female characters. But it's funny that you could change, you can actually have, I mean, you know, you could actually have a dude with a female body on the game. It's funny.
Well, here's another one with boobs. Oh, okay, that's a supporter style. I can't do that one. Oh, that one with boobs is also supporter style. I can't do that one.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, some of the girl hairdos that you have to be a supporter in order to get them to. But I think the supporter fee is only like $10. I don't remember. There's also another feature that you get for $10 or $20 is you can actually be all kinds of different characters. They got alien characters. They got all kinds of weird-looking characters. You can even be a cow or a rooster. In fact, one guy was in the shape of a rooster, and I tried to kill him. And I was like, oh, crap.
Don't hit me!
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was a rooster. And that's how I found out about it.
Oh, wait a minute.
And every time I seen him, he changed his character. He was a different character. So basically, every character in the game, if you pay them, you can actually be any of those characters.
So do I need a weapon to kill these rats? Or are they going to eat me alive?
No, you don't need a weapon. You can actually kill them with like this, like...
Okay, I clicked on one. It put a little yellow circle under it.
Yeah.
And basically, it's just moving all over the place, and I'm not doing nothing. What? How do I do this?
Well, you got to stand next to it.
Oh, action?
No, if you tap the yellow, if you put a yellow circle on it, just get close to it, and it'll automatically attack them.
Will it? Oh, cool. I'm spitting blood all over it. And it spit up grapes.
Hey.
All right. So how do I pick up the grapes?
Pick up button.
Okay, got it. So should I chop down these trees so I can get this torch over here? Or?
You do want to chop down some trees, but you only need so much. Really what you want to do is you want to collect bones and then go to the trade post and trade it in for a dagger. Or you can make your own dagger by collecting bones or collecting flint and collecting wood.
Ew!
What?
The rat turned into a bone.
Raw meat.
And raw meat.
Oh, yeah.
And they were sitting on top of each other. So it was gross.
Yeah, you got to cook the meat. So you need wood. And what you do is you go find a fire pit. You'll drop the wood next to the fire pit and then drop the meat. And it'll cook the meat.
Okay, I can't pick up grapes for some.
You can cook like 100 meat at one time. You don't have to just drop one meat.
How do I pick up these grapes? I can't pick up these grapes.
hit the pick, stand on top of it and pick up, hit the pickup button.
Oh, by the way, on the keyboard, I was Mabinugi uses these keys, the WASD. I've been moving around with them, not even thinking about it, and there you go.
Oh, yeah, I've been using a up, down, sideways arrows.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, not every game uses that WASD thing. Okay, what are these weird things? They look like... Oh, they're raccoons. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're ghostly-looking raccoons.
Oh, there's this bag. I just picked up a bag.
What color is the ribbon?
It's aloe seed.
Oh, those are valuable.
Okay, so don't throw them out.
No, definitely hold on to those.
Okay, so here's a raccoon. Is it going to kick my ass?
Only attack one at a time, because they are stronger than the rats.
You know what? It was attacking me. Where's my health? Okay.
Your health is the green. Your food.
And now they're standing on top
red.
Of the bag that I want to get. They're keeping me from getting to my treasure.
They'll do that. Just wait for them to move.
There we go.
They won't attack you unless you attack them first.
So now I've got 3 bags of aloe seed.
Sweet.
Are they? Should I eat them?
No, you got to grow them. And then what they'll do is they'll replenish your green line.
Okay, so what do I do with grapes? I've got 14 grapes now.
You eat them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what's this?
Yeah, click on them and click use. Well, when your red line starts diminishing and you need food,
hunger,
that's when you eat your grapes. Yeah.
It's down to about a third.
So, yeah, then click on the grapes and then click use.
Well, it doesn't go up very high.
No, they don't give you very much. The meat is what you want. You want as much meat as possible.
But you can't eat it raw. You have to cook it.
You have to cook it. And the fish don't really give you much energy.
Bloodlord is on the screen with me.
But you're safe in boot camp or Noobville. Nobody can kill you.
Noobville. Ooh, there's a fruit tree in the middle of these trees.
There's a fruit tree in the middle of the trees?
Yeah.
I've never seen a fruit tree.
Well, it's got red things on it.
Oh, it's a berry bush.
Okay, but I can't get to it.
Oh, some of those are just part of the game where you can't. They're just walls. Yeah, some of those are just walls.
Oh, wow. I'm level 2 now.
Yeah, you level up pretty quick in the beginning, and then it takes forever to level up after you get certain. So high, it takes, you know, takes longer to level up. I'm like level 43 in seasonal.
What are all these billboards I've been walking by? Is there some way to read these things?
Oh, yeah. Stand next to them and hit action. Or stand in front of them and hit action. If you stand next to it in the wrong angle and hit action and you got like a sword or something, you'll actually chop it. So you don't want to do that.
Right.
Especially if you're standing next to somebody's base and there's towers there, and the towers will attack you.
Right, and then you'll get a well-deserved butt kicking, I'm sure.
Yeah. Somebody keeps destroying my signs because I put up a sign that says, "We do not plunder nor pillage. This is a peaceful village." And the non-peaceful players destroy it.
Right.
You're late.
You destroy the sign, you are an asshole.
driving over to get him.
Cool, cool.
Okay, so I must really be in boot camp because I don't see. Okay, okay, here's a thin pathway that'll get me away from the raccoons.
Yeah, all the way to the right is where the roosters hang out. There's one on the upper level and one on the midway. And if you go further down, it takes you to the dungeon, which
okay, so
I wouldn't go to the dungeon. Until you get
you
more
can't
powerful.
Pick up mushrooms.
No. Not those
anyway. What are these blue things? Are these blue things going to kick my little butt?
They can. They're pretty strong. But they'll give you potions. They give you potions. They give you clay. They give you dirt. And they give you worms.
Water sprite. They're water sprites.
Yeah.
Man, they move around pretty fast.
They're medium powerful. Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're pretty powerful. They'll take down your green pretty quick.
Yeah, it cost me about half my life to kill one.
Right, yeah, you're not strong enough.
Okay, apparently I can't pick up the potion.
Yeah, stand on top of it. Click pick up.
Okay, right on top of it.
Yeah.
Instead of, yeah. So is there anything that's on the ground that you can pick up, like these flowers, the mushroom, and that kind of stuff?
No.
Or is it, they're just decoration, yeah?
Yeah, just ornamental.
Yep, it's a very pixelated world. Well, you know, you can't go to in-between spaces. There's a very definite location to go to. If I click to the right, it moves one space to the right. If I click to the left, it goes one space to the left. I can't go halfway.
Right.
Same for up and down. So I'm either at point A or I'm at point B. I'm not halfway in between. I'm where those water sprites were. There's a little pond or lake, whatever you want to call it. I'm now heading north of it.
No, yeah, I mean, but you're in the Texas server.
Yes. Well, I guess, but I'm in boot camp.
Yeah, that's cool. I got all my characters in boot camp there because I'm collecting feathers. So, I'm about to sign in on my tablet.
Right. Oh, there's a house here.
Yeah, that building is a trade post.
Ooh, I went in. And there's a pile of yellow stuff on the left and a pile of red stuff on the right. And the music changed.
Yeah, you stand in... Oh, the pile of stuff is you can't do anything with. But you stand in front of the items and hit action, and they will tell you what you need in order to get those things.
Woohoo. So, the hammer and board, I assume that's for, like, making stuff?
Yeah, no, it's a repair kit.
And then there's a pile of silver things. Are those coins?
Yeah, that's silver.
Okay. And I'm guessing it's a clock or a compass?
Compass.
A compass. Okay, and then there's a dagger. And there's one of those potions. Is that chainmail or is it a shirt?
It's armor. It's light armor.
Light armor. And then here's a bag. And a worm. Or a pink snake.
Worm.
And a fishing
rod. The bag of seeds is onion seeds. And they're not really worth it. so don't even bother purchasing them.
Okay. Well, do I even have money?
Well, it's a trade post, so you trade stuff in for stuff.
Okay. All right, now I'm looking at this. There's a character and there's a menu.
Oh, yeah, character is where you do your upgrades, and you can adjust your, you can change your appearance. Where the heck am I?
All right, and it looks like I have 5 pages of inventory. And inventory is 3x5, so...
No, the chargers, there's one up here, and then there's 2 up front, and that's it. I got a 4-way splitter in the charger up here. If you got a long enough wire, four. Yeah, it's underneath your blankets. Yeah, I can't play on my tablet. My internet sucks because I'm on the phone. I keep trying to walk west, and it keeps putting me east.
Right. Well, so, yeah, basically all you have to do is go to the webpage. You don't even have to download it. It plays on the webpage.
Yeah.
But if you're on the phone, you can download the app and play that way. Oh, here we go. Menu. I can control sound volume and music volume. There's basically what I'm listening to. It's not Zelda music, but it's that early 16-bit whatever.
I can't even log my character out.
Makes you wonder how you even signed in.
I know how to log him out. I'm just going to power this device.
Okay, so there's these notes over here on the side. What are these notes about? Is this... It's not all me. Because I'm not level 3.
Holy cow.
So somebody by the name of Minosha has returned. And it says same IP as Tapion. Minosha has fallen. They were level 9 and skilled at unarmed, murdered by Jurio X. So basically this is a running news. Oh, that's cool. You can tap on the little controller in the corner. As if you were playing on the old game systems. And that probably works on the phone screen. Now see, this game all by itself would probably bore me.
Actually, I'm starting to get bored with it, but
I would have to hack it. Ooh, well, what's this black area? I've walked into the black. It keeps putting me back in the green by walking to the black. Oh,
I don't.
You may leave the village when you reach level 5. Okay, so I don't want to do this.
Yeah, don't leave that area.
Ooh, there's a chicken. There's a chicken.
Get it.
Chicken. Come on, I got you highlighted. Let me beat the shit out of you. Let me knock the blood out of you. And I got some meat. Ooh, I'm killing a sheep now. Cool.
Yeah, the sheep will give you wool.
You know what's disgusting is I can't tell the difference between chicken meat and rat meat. Or sheep
meat. Can't tell what's kosher and what's not kosher. Well, you can tell what's kosher by what you kill and just don't pick.
Well, once I picked it up, it's all thrown in the same pile.
Yeah, just don't pick it up.
Man, that's disgusting. Oh, here's another chicken. Chicky. Here. Oh, I forgot to highlight it first. There we go. Now I highlighted it. Come here. Don't run. Come on. How am I supposed to beat the crap out of you if you run?
The other animals will block you.
Yeah. There's another sheep. Now, I want feathers. How do I get feathers?
You randomly get them. The more feathers you get, the more likely you are to get more feathers.
Okay. Oh, I just walked through the trees.
Oh, there's snakes over there. Be careful.
Yeah, I saw the snakes. So you know exactly where I'm at. How'd you know that?
I've been there a lot.
Yeah, there's a path that leads through the trees, and you can walk on the path. Oh, here's some more sheep. There's another chicken. So where do I get feathers from?
Chickens.
Okay, I didn't hear you, but I assume it's from chickens.
Yes.
All right, I just got some more meat. No feathers?
Yeah, you randomly get feathers.
Right. So I'm going to have lots of meat.
Which is good, because that's your food. Now, here's the trick I learned in the game. I haven't been able to replicate this yet, but one person basically had a chicken farm. They had a pen. They had more than, like, 5 chickens in there. But if you get 2 or more chickens trapped in one area, they'll reproduce, even though they're all roosters. And then once you get, like, I don't know, 5 or more chickens, they start dropping feathers.
So
you don't
have
to kill them anymore. They'll just drop feathers, randomly drop feathers.
How do you get them to be trapped?
You have to build a wall around them. Or hopefully they just appear in your castle or your walls, and when they do, don't kill them.
Right. Okay, I got a pine cone. What do I do with pine cones?
Hold on to it. You can plant it.
So I beat the crap out of that tree, and I get to...
You get wood, and randomly you'll get a pine cone.
Oh, man, I killed that chicken, and all I got from it was a ghost.
Oh, yeah, sometimes you don't get anything. You do get spirits from them, and you can use that as a whirlwind, but only use it sparingly because it runs out.
Right. Okay, I don't see where that went, but okay, apparently I'm hungry. I've got 6 pieces of wood and 7 pieces of meat. Can I make some steaks now?
Yeah. You remember where the trade hub is?
Yeah, no.
All right, well, go find that. It's up. It's up north and then west.
North and then west of what?
Just go north.
Oh, I'm running. I'm running. How am I running?
Oh, when you're on the road, you actually will run faster.
Okay.
When you're on
yeah,
the grass, you run slow.
Okay, I'm walking
so
past
yeah.
the fountain. If the rats would get out of my way.
Oh, okay, yeah, go north, and you'll see the trade post, and then go to the left.
And there's Bloodlord again. I'll go to the left of the trade post?
Of the trade post, yeah. You'll see three little campfires and some water.
Woohoo. So now what?
Stand next to the fire pit and look at the fire pit, drop the wood, and then drop the meat. Make sure you have drop all instead
drop
of drop
all?
1 or 10. Yeah, instead of 1 or 10, you have the option of dropping 1, dropping 10, or dropping all.
Okay, it looks like I'm sitting on a log.
Okay, when you dropped it, did the fireplace start smoldering?
It's smoke coming out of it, and I just threw a slab of meat on it, and little puff balls of smoke are coming out from underneath the meat.
Okay, cool. So now pick up your wood.
Right.
And then wait for the meat to get done, then hit the action button.
Oh, pick up the wood that I didn't use.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently I used 2 wood. And
okay.
The meat's no longer kicking out little puffs of smoke, so is it done?
Is it brown?
No.
Wait till it's brown.
Now it's brown. I just threw in another piece of meat, and now it's brown.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now hit action.
Okay.
And
yep,
it'll pick
yep.
it up.
Okay, and I still got some fire in the pit.
You can only right. cook once. You'll have to throw some more wood on the fire.
Oops.
You need to drop all. You need to hit the
Hold
drop
on.
All option. You can cook all your meat at once.
Can I?
Yeah. I mean, unless you're going for cooking experience, drop all your meat at once. I don't think you really need cooking experience. But I mean, it's whatever. My cooking experience is very low because I only cook when I have to.
Okay, blood whatever is cooking meat too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm not getting. I'm getting drop, but not drop all.
Oh, underneath the action button, you'll see drop 1, drop 10, drop all options.
There we go.
What's it say?
Now, there, I just dropped all and they're at my feet. That's not good.
All right, pick them all up. You have to drop the wood first, get the fire going, and then drop the meat. You can only cook once per log that you drop. Or if it takes 2 logs, then per 2 logs. I didn't count how many logs it takes.
Okay. For some reason, it's dropping the meat and the logs at my feet and not at the pit.
Then you're not facing the right direction or something.
Right.
You're doing something wrong. Is the fire still smoldering?
Yes.
That's why. Wait for the fire to go out.
Now, how do I pick up the brown piece of meat that's currently on there?
Oh, that's the other reason. You have to hit action.
Okay, got it. And the fire
That's why, yeah, that's why you can't drop any more. You can't drop any more meat on there after you've already got something on there. So you can only cook one thing at a time, but you can actually cook like 100 meat at once if you hit drop all.
Right. So I'm standing on 1 log. So I'm going to pick it up. Meanwhile, my fire is burning away.
All right, drop your meat.
Yeah, it's there we go, and it appears it's done now. So,
okay.
So pick it up. No, action.
Yeah, hit action.
Okay, now I've got 6 cooked meat. Apparently I lost a meat somewhere in the process. Okay.
Oh. Huh.
Now, use all 6 or just use 1 at a time?
You only need 1 at a time, depending on your hunger level.
Yeah, that moves much better than the eating grapes.
Yes. Oh, it should be the other way around, but, you know, hey.
Okay, I'm going to use, they're Solomon berries. They're not grapes. They look like yellow grapes.
Yeah, there's 2 different type of those berries, but they basically look identical.
All right, so basically 1 meat is worth 3 Solomon berries is what it looks like.
Probably more than that.
I'm just estimating.
Yeah, the meat's valuable. Now, here's the cool part about the meat. Make sure you cook all your meat. Don't let it get old.
Okay.
If you got old meat, you can't use it anymore. Unless it's cooked. Then the old meat kind of becomes like beef jerky. And it still gives you... old cooked meat gives you about as much... rejuvenation, I guess you can say, as a cooked fish. But, so it's like eating beef jerky, if you will. But, always cook all your meat as soon as you can. And then if it gets old, you can still eat it. But if it's not cooked and it gets old, it's useless.
Okay, so when I find a tree, beat the crap out of it.
Yeah, chop it down. Well, eventually, once you get enough bones and wood, you can make an axe. And then you can actually start chopping.
Oh, I chopped this tree down and it came right back. I'm going to go back and chop it up again.
Yeah, they'll do that. They'll do that in Newville because they're programmed to pop back up within so many seconds.
Well, I just chopped it down, and it popped up immediately.
I
went to kill a chicken.
Right before the rejuvenation time.
Okay. Yeah, because I went to go kill a chicken.
Everything's programmed to rejuvenate about every, minute.
Even though
two.
I can walk through rocks, I can still do something to rocks. I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing to this rock, but I'm making little rocks bounce all over the place.
You're mining.
Cool, with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a pickaxe yet.
No, yeah. You start out with your
bare
hands.
Okay, I got 2 stone.
And you should get flint from that, too.
All right. Well, I'm working on it.
So if you get flint and you get wood, you can make a flint dagger and just use that for a while because it'll be a while before you can use anything else. I think you have to be like level 9 before you can even use a spear. Level 9 or level 11 before you can actually use any real weapons.
So how high?
Flint dagger and bone dagger are really the best thing to use until you get like... Level 9 or 11.
So how high will my level be before they kick me out of here?
I don't know. That's why I just say collect as many feathers as possible before you get kicked out.
Right.
And if you focus on just collecting feathers, you know, get all your bare necessities, like a flint dagger, a repair kit, really that's all you need. Then just go kill freaking roosters the rest of the time and collect as many feathers as you can. And then I basically trade in It's three feathers. It's three feathers to trade in for silver. But for every silver that I have, I try to have five feathers. So if I have five silvers, I try to have 25 feathers on my person.
I just killed a raccoon without highlighting it.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen. But you got to keep hitting the action button to do it.
Right, which is what I'm doing right now. I just killed a rooster that same way.
Yeah.
And what it is, I was trying to do an action on this little pink flower here, and it didn't work. But,
oh, yeah.
But the raccoon was standing right there when I did it.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but this tree won't... Oh, I'm apparently low bandwidth in the... Plus, I'm hitting the wrong button. So I'm throwing little ninja stars, is what it boils down to.
Oh, okay. That's about what it is. It's some kind of, like, magical powers or something.
Well, I'm the bald-headed Shurigan master.
There you go.
Yeah, I probably won't be playing this game very much.
That sucks, because I need more teammates in the game.
All right, you'll have to call me and see if I'm awake, and I'll come play with you.
David, can you play? Let me ask my mommy.
All right, so is there any real reason for me to collect rocks other than for flint?
You need 25 stones to trade it in for a repair kit.
Or you can
collect rocks, wood, clay, and flint and make your own.
My finger's getting sore.
But you gotta kill those little sprites in order to get clay. Or build a shovel, make a shovel, and dig for it.
Make a shovel.
Yeah,
you
need stones.
Stand in the water and dig.
Stand in the water and dig.
Gaia Iron. Beep, beep. CDCD, dang, I can't even read this name. CDCD DB He 2BF said, stop. Warrior 123 said, probably. CDCD BHE 2BF said, C! Exclamation point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, their chat obviously is devoid of.
They have global chat, they have map chat, then they have personal chat where you can send a message directly to someone, tribe chat, and I think that's it. Tribe chat is like kingdom chat, but you read everything on the same message board. It's just that those different categories, you know, only specific people can see specific stuff. Yeah, anything in global, everybody sees.
That makes two chickens in a row I've killed that didn't... Kimmy adds chaos to the world. Level 0 chaos, slain by Kimmy.
Nice. I don't know how to add chaos, but... chaos, yeah, you want to kill them if you're leveled up enough to kill them. From what I've seen is you do not want to... you only want to attack them if they're one-third your level.
Right, so the level zero is easy for her to kill because everybody is.
Yeah.
The message reads, you can also use WASD keys to move around. Yeah, I found that out. Key 1 through 9 will use items in your inventory. 9 item inventory slots. Comma and period will change inventory pages. Holding control while moving or dragging your character in a direction will turn in place. Huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, I need that ability. Because I'm trying to face the sign and attack it, and I had to walk away and walk back, walk away, walk back, until I was facing the right direction in the right place.
Oh. Or is this right. Use the down arrow or up arrow?
Wow, this chicken just did the moonwalk. Okay, I see some mushrooms here that don't look like they're background whatever.
I've not been able to grab any mushrooms.
Well, it's a clump of 3. And apparently it's decoration, but I am able to walk on it.
Okay.
I'm trying action on it. Now I'm trying pickup. Pickup's not working either. Well, you know, I can walk right through rocks. They look like decoration, too, but you can do something to them.
You cannot walk through them, but depends on
which ones
they are.
What do you mean you can't walk through them? Oh.
Can't walk
apparently
through them.
I thought
not
I walked
the
through
ones...
them earlier. Oh, I see what's happening. When I'm walking through them, I'm not actually walking through them. I'm walking under them. Okay. My head passes
through. Yeah.
Hey, there's some stairs in the ground.
Oh, don't go on there. Well, you can. But don't stay down there.
Ooh. I think I just discovered mosquitoes. And they're following me everywhere.
Hornets? They will hurt you.
Yeah. Well, I was spilling blood all over the place.
Yeah, you gotta highlight them or attack them and kill them.
Right. Is it worth it?
Yeah, they'll give you gold eventually.
Okay, so...
If you kill so many of them, they randomly give you gold.
Okay, yep.
You gotta kill
morning.
A certain amount. Yeah. You gotta kill a certain amount before you get any gold. I don't know how many I killed before I got gold. It's a lot.
Yeah, well, they take a lot of life, too.
Yeah.
They don't give anything in return.
You get points. In spirit.
Right. Okay, well, I'm not sure where I'm accumulating the spirit at, but, you know.
Next to the action and the drop one, drop 10, drop all button. You see a little whirlwind button inside the map?
Yes.
Yeah, if you click on that, it'll create a whirlwind.
Ooh, it just did. Yep, and then it's refilling.
Yeah. Use it sparingly. That's your backup mojo or whatever. That's your... Once you're in the game and you use it all up, it's pretty much gone. I lost mine. I can't get it. I don't know how to get it back. It told me I had to go back to school.
Took half the life of a rat. Took half the life of a rat right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of messed up the rat.
Once I used all mine up, it told me I had to go back to school. I'm like, what? So now I ain't got no more.
TTYL, everyone. What does that mean?
PTYL.
TT, Tom, Yankee Libra.
Oh, talk to you later.
Talk to you later, everyone. And TTFN?
Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now. FK?
Huh?
Aussie FK.
S-K.
F, Frank Kilo.
I don't know.
Lime 16 has appeared.
They must be in Noobville. Because once you actually get into the game, they don't actually... It doesn't actually say that unless... unless they're in your tribe.
Are turtles worth anything?
Yes, you can get meat and you can get turtle shells. You trade the turtle shells in for potions. You need 5 shells for potions.
Well, I'm going for 2 because there's 2 turtles here. And all I got was spirit.
You can also make turtle shell armor.
Ooh, I got one. I got a turtle shell.
But I think the bone armor is stronger. But you can't use the bone armor until you're a certain level.
Quest complete, tree puncher. Didn't even know I was doing a quest. Questing skill is now level 10. Experience from questing has increased.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of different quests. And yeah, you just complete them by doing things.
Ooh, another turtle. Turtle. Come here, turtle.
Turtle. Yeah, the chickens hang out on the right, and that's pretty much about the only place there's any roosters in the Noobville. All
right, you stupid rat, get out of the way. I'm working on the turtle.
Now, when you get out in the real world, be very careful not to get killed. Somebody attacks you, run.
Woohoo, I got lettuce seeds.
Or log off. If you log off, your character goes to sleep and they can't touch you.
There's a rat who apparently is mad at me. I don't know
why
I didn't do anything to it.
When you get out in the real world, collect a little bit of wood and a lot of stones and find you a little place to build you a little nook just to protect yourself and to store your stuff. But don't build a very big one. Just build it big enough to store your stuff.
Because you gotta protect it.
Because you have to protect it. Build it thick. Build the walls thick. 2-3 layers. Minimum, 2. Go out and find gold. When you find gold, you can build a tower. And that tower will protect your stuff after you load it with arrows. And that's where you need the feathers.
Right. Your chopping skill, level 6. Chopping success rate has increased.
Feathers are very valuable in the game.
Yep.
More valuable than turtles.
More valuable than wood.
Pretty much. Wood's a dime a dozen in the game.
I like how the logs spin around before they disappear into my inventory. I like how the wood spins around before it hits the ground and disappears into my inventory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I'm getting a lot of wood out of this tree.
Oh, but I got wood. To build the towers, you got to go up north and collect the black stones. Because you need regular stones, and you need black stones, and you need gold in order to build the towers.
Black stones, like the law dictionary?
I don't remember what they're called, but it starts with an O. It's like organite, but it's not organite. It's black, some black rock.
Okay, so I got aloe seed, carrot seed, lettuce seed, and salmonberry seed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, none of those seeds are really important, so if you get overloaded, dump those, but not the aloe seeds. Hold on to the aloe seeds. They're valuable.
Okay. Can I move things to other pages in my inventory, or am I just stuck with where they land?
Oh, you can move them around. There's two ways to move them around. If you're on a PC, it's easy to move them. You can just grab them and drag them with your mouse.
Okay.
If you're using the phone, then you have to say you want in slot one. You drop whatever's in slot one, then drop what you want to be in slot one, then pick that up, and it'll go in slot one. Then you pick the first item you dropped, second, and it'll go into the second slot, wherever the other stuff was.
Okay, so I got to drop it on the ground in order to put it on a different page.
Yeah, yeah.
That does not appear to be the case, because I switched to page 2, and it ended up on page 1. Okay, so page 1 has to be filled up before I can drop something into page 2.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I better go kick some meat, because I got 7 meat and a whole bunch of wood. Okay, here's the pond again.
Now, how many points do you have?
I don't know. Where do I see that?
Top right
corner
of the map.
Looks like Bloodlord's getting ready to jump into the, looks like 150.
All right, click on character, and then click on upgrades, and then click on pack rat.
Well, just a second, I gotta cook some meat.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Come on. Stop that. I'm glitching. Okay. Drop all. Boom.
Boom.
Drop all. And we'll let that cook for a while. Yay. So if you let your meat get rotten long enough, do they give you a picture of a maggot or something?
No. It just is no good.
All right. So once it's cooked, right?
Yeah, once it's cooked, it's cooked. And when the cooked meat gets old, you can still eat it, but it just doesn't give you as much life.
Okay, to pick up the meat, you have to action it. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, when it's on the fire, yeah, you gotta action it in order to pick it up.
Here's Bloodlord again. Apparently, he's level 6 because the computer decided to announce that fact. Now, what did he do to make it announce that fact?
Nothing.
Oh, he walked over my cursor.
Oh, okay.
When he walked over my cursor, then. Yeah, okay, I'm level 5 when I walk over my cursor. Okay, so I was supposed to do something. I'm supposed to click on character. Upgrades.
Yeah. And then pack rat.
Pack rat.
That's the main thing you want to upgrade for a while.
Ah, there it is. Pack rat 1. Buy upgrade. Cost 20. I am now pack rat 2. Upgrade is cost of 50. Next upgrade is cost of 80. And next one is a cost of 150, and apparently I can't do it because the buy upgrade went away. But I am now pack rat 4. What are you uh-huh about?
You'll see. Mr. 666 is on screen.
Oh, you're on screen. And there's Kano. And you're, what, chainsawing me?
No, it's my thing.
That's disgusting. It's my thing. You disgusting bastard, you. Mr. 666. Oh, I lost you. Oh, my. That's, yeah, how do I chat? I don't know how to chat. I don't have a voice in my head anymore. Let's see now. I'm looking. Nope. Character, skills, appearance, upgrades, reincarnate. Kano, go to sleep. Okay. That's fine. Info, action, pickup, build. Okay. Nope. Don't want to do that. Okay, folks. I wonder if I can do Ron Paul. I can certainly try. Do 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 do. Well, copy, and I'm going to fire up text now and see if you guys can hear Ron Paul off of my computer. Seems we lost Kano, and it's almost 10 o'clock. Wow, we did 2 hours of Mysteria Legacy? Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. Did I just lose Kano again? Or did I lose myself? I hope I didn't lose myself. Okay, so there it is. I was about to complain about the fact that it wasn't coming up. And we're calling Ron Paul. Invalid entry. Probably because it's got dots in it. I'll have to talk to Kano about that. Remove the dots.
Weekly update for Monday, February 19th. Another terrible school shooting took place in Parkland, Florida last week, and unfortunately, many politicians have used the tragedy, as they often do, to push their own agenda. Many will use the tragedy to argue that the American people should be prohibited from owning guns, as if anti-gun laws would dissuade a disturbed or violent individual intent on causing harm. Those intent on mass murder don't obey gun laws. It's unfortunate. They don't even say about guns when they're in the hands of government authorities shooting innocent people. If we need any gun control, it is to get control of the guns in the hands of thousands of government employees who use them against innocent people with impunity. For example, why do those calling for more gun control remain silent when armed federal agents raid Amish farms to stop them from selling raw milk? This shows the hypocrisy of those who call for restrictions on private firearm owners while supporting the use of government.
Okay, I kind of doubt you guys could hear that in the first place. And I forgot, this is actually the wrong podcast for Ron Paul. We cover that on Mondays at 5 p.m. So anyway, so we really didn't talk about anything about except gaming today. So I see Kano's still on the game, and I guess he lost internet. Oh no, he says here. I lost signal. Take the dagger. What dagger? Oh, that dagger. Okay, so pick up. Woohoo. I don't know how to talk. I have no idea how to talk. I'm going to try menu. And nope. It doesn't work. Close that. Huh. Yeah, I'm at a loss. I don't know. Oh, there it is. It's up in the corner. Tribe chat. Talk. Chat. Chat. Well, so how do I do it? Ah, click on the word chat. Finally, figured out how to chat. Yay. Oops. Okay, clicking on letters is not a good idea. You calling back in? Question mark. Yes, he says he's calling back in. Okay. Kano goes to sleep. I'm waiting. Then 2 hours of ML talk. Mysterio Legacy, ML.
Oh, boy. Bing.
ML. He has the question. ML. Mysterio Legacy, ML.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been 2 hours. I even tried playing Ron Powell. We'll have to see if that actually came across. But I hung up on it because I realized, well, we already discussed that particular weekly update. We discussed it on Monday. And it was, you know, the school shooting, gun control crap that they're trying to pull. But, you know, that's for the political podcast, and that's Monday. So I hung up. Force of habit. Got to have Ron Paul. Just don't have to have it here. So.
Yeah, well, we can, if it's important, you know, we can elaborate. But,
it was important. Yeah, you know, we can talk about it, you know, but it's, you know. Anyway, it has been 2 hours, and I should stoke my fire. I should go down and stoke Lola's greenhouse fire. And
I went into the trade hub, and the lights are out.
The trade hub lights are out?
Yeah, my game went black, which means I don't have sufficient signal to load the inside of the building.
Oh, you don't have enough bandwidth really to play properly.
Yeah, basically.
Right. Yeah, I run into similar problems with other games I play. So.
Well, it's just mostly because I'm using the Wi-Fi on my tablet. And since I'm on the phone, the internet's not as good.
Man, I've been playing on my computer. Can I now turn around and log in with my other character and play it on the same computer?
Yeah, you can, actually. You can probably have two screens up and have two characters logged in at the same time, probably. I haven't tried that with the PC, but, you know, on two different windows. But you can have one character on your phone and have one character on the computer playing them both at the same time.
Hold on a second.
I've been playing three characters at a time.
Oh, my. Oh, my. It's beautiful. The play window actually shrinks down. Doesn't do so perfectly, but it does shrink down when you shrink down the screen. And if I do control minus. But I can move the screen around, and now I have, I can play. Okay, and then if I do duplicate tab, move to new window, and it's busy loading it. Yeah, I don't think it liked the fact that it opened up a new tab while I was active in the game. Oops. There's a bandwidth problem.
I need to figure out how to get copper.
All right, yeah, I'm running two copies of the game at once.
I wonder what a mud trap does.
I don't know, but I'm going to close the other window. That's
mud.
All right. Well, do you want to close out the program, or you want to monologue and then close out the program? I'm going to need to go take care of some.
No, alrighty, yeah,
fires.
We can close it out. I'm on my way to Texas, so I'll just we can close it out, and I'll play myself to sleep.
Poo Poo Pants has returned.
Oh, yeah, Poo Poo Pants. I got enough bandwidth to see that. Poo Poo Pants has fallen into the underworld. They were level 42 and skilled at destruction. Murdered by Tampon.
Tampon? Well, it's an I-O in Tampion.
Tapion. But yeah. Poo Poo Pants got murdered by Tampon. Yeah, the game can be
to the world.
The game can be fun, but yeah, it's a bit old school. Biggest problem is the rate of decay. I mean, one guy complained that every time he logs on, his house is, you know, he logs off for too long, and then when he comes back, his house is decayed, and he's got to rebuild it.
Right. So
I would
basically
write,
this is Zelda for MMO. This is an MMO Zelda, basically.
Yeah, and if we wrote a game, this would be more like the game that I would write. It's more easy to maintain. Not as many glitch problems like location-based games. And I would just make the rate of decay to be a lot less. There's a lot of players playing.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you get in with the right tribe.
In fact, I can play it on the webpage. I could probably do the webpage on my phone too. Yeah, so I don't really need the app even. I could uninstall the app and do that. All right, well, I'm gonna go stoke fires, and I'll let you close out the program. This has been a single subject podcast, mostly me playing Mysteria Legacy for the first time.
That's cool. That's kind of the direction I wanted to take the podcast, anyways, because nobody cares about the other stuff, anyhow.
Say who, what, where?
Yeah.
But that's important crap, man.
I whether it's important or not is irrelevant. Nobody cares about what's important. They care about what's fun.
I'm going to cry. You know, fun was hugging John's little 4-year-old daughter today. I got her in trouble. I teased her by sticking my tongue out at her, and I was surprised she didn't stick her tongue back out at me. You know, she's a 4-year-old. 4-year-olds stick their tongue out, right? Well, she got in trouble with Shirley and Lola for sticking her tongue out.
And so
she was doing a real good job of not sticking her tongue out. And a little bit later, we were talking, and in fun, she stuck her tongue out at me, but Lola caught her and lectured her on how Shirley said that if she did it again, she's going to get her mouth slapped. And I admitted that I had instigated the tongue sticking out bit, and I apologized to this little 4-year-old girl, and she felt bad for having stuck her tongue out, and you know, I guess she didn't know how really to react to the situation, because you know, here's one adult telling her it's bad, another adult, you know, doing what she was told was bad and
encouraging it. Yeah.
And so I apologized to her for having put her into that situation, and she turned to me and put her arms out. She obviously wanted to be hugged. And so I picked her up and hugged her, and And after hugging her, I asked her, do you want me to put her down? And she shook her head no. She wanted to be held for a while. So I went and sat down.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult being multi. I mean, it does take a community to raise a child, but it can be difficult because you got all these different rules, and you have to learn who has what
right.
rules and whatnot.
And mom and dad's word for a given child, more or less, is law. You know, that's the
right.
one you have to go with. You know, you know, if mom and dad put somebody in charge of the child, then that's the person who sets those rules at that place. You know, and...
Yeah, and I've admittedly got her in trouble a couple of times, too, because I, too, encouraged, you know, not bad behavior, but, you know, unapproved behavior for the house.
Right.
And I had to intervene as well.
Yeah,
but,
and tonight was kind of funny because I admitted my crime to Lola, and Shirley came out and overheard it, and she's like, oh. So we're gonna have to get a switch and we're gonna have to whip David Ray first because he started
yeah.
it. And from Lola's previous story, I said, well, I'll have to go out and find the thickest hickory stick I can find. Because Lola tells a story where she was told to go and cut a switch, and she came back with a stick that was about 5 inches in diameter.
Wow.
Nobody's going to use that on her.
reverse psychology. She was smart.
Yeah, nobody was going to use that on her. not in its present shape.
So she was smarter than the average kid because the average kid goes out and gets the smallest thing they can find.
Right. Yep. Now,
yeah.
Actually, there was back when people were, you know, using a switch on their wives, there was actual laws on the books that said that the switch could be no thicker than your thumb.
Oh, okay.
No thicker than your thumb.
Yeah. We didn't grow up in those times, did we?
I grew up when they would paddle you at school.
Oh, yeah, me
and,
too.
And they'd take a 3/4-inch thick piece of plywood and basically...
drill holes in it.
Yeah, and make it about 3 inches wide and put a handle on it, and they'd paddle your butt with that. And the
3 inches
time,
wide. Mine was more like a 6-inch wide, 1 foot long paddle. Maybe a foot and a half long paddle.
The wider the better, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, because you know, as long as there isn't weight behind it, you know.
They had weight behind theirs. They had the guy teachers whoop us.
Well, yeah, but I mean the paddle itself usually is made out of pine. I mean, if they really wanted break bones, they'd use hardwood like oak or hedge.
they weren't really trying to break bones; they were just trying to teach us a lesson.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. The last time I got paddled in school, the school bully was shooting paper wads at me, and he got caught. And his defense was, well, he's shooting me first. And I hadn't shot him at all. All right. But that particular argument apparently has worked for him before. And so the both of us were pulled into the principal's office. And they accepted his testimony. They didn't accept mine. And so they were going to paddle both of us. And I was going to take it because I didn't really see any, can't
any
argue
other
with
course
authority.
Of action.
Yeah, you can't really argue with authority, and I already had experience with the school buses where my parents didn't listen to me when I said that they were being unfair, you know. And basically what it boiled down to is the bus driver enforced rules on me because he knew my parents cared. Whereas the other kids, they could jump around and yell and scream and do as they please because their parents didn't care, and so he couldn't get through to those kids. Which sucked, you know.
Well, that's when you brown nose and become your bus driver's favorite.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
My
so,
bus driver was my preacher, so I was already in. I was already on well behavior, good behavior, because he was my preacher. I had to be on good behavior.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, you know, with those that situation, that was the last paddling I got in school. Pretty much because that was junior high and, you know, you're getting beyond the age of, you know, them paddling you anyway. But
who's that?
I had broken my tailbone a long time earlier. All right. So if you hit me on the actual bone, those four little bones on the end of your tailbone, your vestigial tail, as they call it, on me, because I broke them loose, that's about an inch and a half of raw nerve hanging out where there should have only been a quarter inch. And it should have been covered in bone. But mine was hanging, you know, out of that, bone free. And since then, it's calcified over. But, you know, I have about an inch and a half calcified bone tail underneath my flesh from where, you know, whatever. But there's nerve exposed. And he paddled me, and he hit me a little too high. And instead of hitting my gluteus maximus, he hit me right near that bone. And all I saw was red. And when I had my full awareness back, the paddle was in my hands, and he was doubled over his knees.
Nice.
Apparently, I had whacked him real good. And he mentioned nothing to my parents. I don't know if he was too embarrassed to do so or what, but I never got called in the office again for that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So, anyway, that was, yeah.
But you're typically a good kid anyways. Good for nothing.
Yes and no. I gave the teachers a hard time. When they were stupid, I pointed it out.
I can see that.
It's like, no, that's not right, teach. It's like, oh, if you know so much, you should get better grades. How can I get better grades when you got the wrong answers on the test?
Are those your sandals? I mean, slippers or whatever they're called?
No, cool. No, they're not mine. All right, well, I'm taking off.
All right, get out of here.
All right, I'm taking off. You close out.
I'll close
out. Night, folks.
So long. Auf Wiedersehen.
Seems like I can figure. Oh, I know how to hang up.
Click, click, boom. All right, so that concludes the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com. Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysterio Legacy, Dungeons and Dragons, and all that good stuff. Normally we talk about other things. Well, you heard we talked about the farm a little bit. We talked about some rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines brought to us by the New World Order. We will be having our political podcast Monday at 5 p.m. Phone number is the same as the DD&D podcast. Disclaimer is pretty much the same. So we're just hosting that podcast. And hopefully maybe Lenny or some other freedom fighters, 3%ers, or people just want to talk, you know, politics, can call in Monday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So there you go. All right. Oh, that website is, we're still working on it, but it's going to be scrapgovscrap.com. Right now it's .us. So, and like I said, it's still under construction, but, you know, we'll have that all those bugs worked out after, you know, maybe a month or two's time. Lenny's talking about letting the website go. He's the one who's supposed to redirect the name server. That's the right name server. The IP address to my server so that I can host it. But he's talking about letting it go, and I've got it on back order. So if he does let it go, I'll have it, and then I'll do whatever. But Lenny doesn't really know a lot about IT stuff, so he's having trouble figuring out how to redirect the IP address. I tried to walk him through it, but nonetheless, if he can't figure it out, we'll just keep using the .us until he does, or until I own the .com. So there you go. scrapgovscrap.us or .com. .com will take you to Lenny's website, which he has a lot of, well, not really a lot of information, but, you know, basically he's a part of the reason why I created the Scrap Go Scrap podcast to begin with. So we'll be doing the Ron Paul recordings then, and we'll be doing some Lenny Ladner stuff, as well as some other political stuff like the man or other animals topic and so forth. Okay, well, that concludes the DD&D podcast. Feel free to call in anytime. Listen, call in, whatever. Our DD&D podcast is Saturday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time in the winter. And in the summer, it's 9 o'clock Central. The Scrap Go Scrap podcast will probably be 5 o'clock period Central Time. It may change, but right now we're doing it on Manic Mondays. And, yeah, I'm really the only sponsor. We are taking donations. It costs us about $150 a year to do this. You know, so if you want to donate, it'll help us kind of progress and make something better maybe in the future. We are looking for sponsors, so if you are a business and you want to donate and be a sponsor, that'd be freaking awesome. We'll sponsor you on either or both podcasts. We do have listeners, we just don't have any callers. But yeah, if you call the DD&D podcast, we'll talk about whatever. We'll talk about Flat Earth, politics, gaming, religion, whatever. It don't matter. We'll pretty much talk about anything. And the political podcast is obviously that. So I guess that's it for now. Like I said, we have international numbers. And yeah, there you go. All right, party on. Bye.